share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Now that we can start traveling overseas, many of us are looking for places we can go to unwind. Some people would want to go to neighboring countries such as Singapore to reunite with their family members. However, as of now, Singapore and Malaysia have yet to establish a travel corridor between both countries for their citizens. It is said that the reason for this delay is due to Malaysia being classified as a high-risk country, Category IV. Their finance minister has also said that the order of risk is different between air travel and land crossing. It is estimated that 500,000 people cross the causeway daily pre-pandemic, reported the Straits Times. Be it as it may, it is said that authorities from both nations are having discussions in order to re-establish connections and to open up the borders as soon as possible. On the 9th of October, it was announced by the Civil Aviation Authority of Singapore that the nation will establish travel corridors with 8 other countries. Beginning the 19th of October, fully vaccinated tourists for Canada, Denmark, France, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, United Kingdom and the USA will be allowed to enter Singapore through the travel corridor for short-term stays. Those from South Korea will only be able to visit Singapore starting mid-November. Prior travel corridors include those with Brunei and Germany. For more information, you can access this website. What do you think about the absence of a travel corridor between Malaysia and Singapore? Let us know in the comments. Also read. Johor-born SG influencer exposed for allegedly abusing and using foul language towards her employees. Source. Hu Chen L. Unsplash Source. Astro Awani. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.